Last week, a backcountry skier in Ophir, Colorado, about 20 minutes south of Telluride, was critically injured in an avalanche, and more than 50 people were involved in the rescue. Devin O'Neill wrote about the incident in an article for Outside Magazine. I spoke with him about the unique risks of a rescue during the coronavirus pandemic. Did people who were involved in this rescue effort ignore some risks, maybe, because the highest priority there was saving this guy's life?
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of that came down to instinct. You know, some talked about this afterward, both on the record and off, about how, in retrospect, they wished that there had been more attention paid to the risks involved. And yet you didn't get the feeling that they would do anything differently if this happened again tomorrow. You know, maybe they would think twice about not putting on rubber gloves or touching somebody if it wasn't absolutely necessary or something like that. But ultimately, I think everybody realized this guy is dying. You know, he has injuries that are impossible to diagnose right now, but it's very clear that he was fading and struggling to breathe. And everyone realized that the urgency was clear. They had to get him off this mountain and get him to really high-level medical care as fast as possible. And the as fast as possible part, I think, played into the instinctive decisions that they made, which were, you know, not really consistent with the way they'd been living their lives for weeks leading up to that, which was staying apart and being really careful to not spread this virus either in their own home or through this community. That became everyone's reflective takeaway was we did what we did because we had to and we don't regret it. But boy, it's pretty freaky to think what might have just happened out there.
You talked to some of the people who were involved in this rescue, volunteers, doctors. Did those people say that backcountry exploration right now is a bad idea?
I think for the most part, everyone who was involved with this rescue could absolutely relate to why those guys were out there and also why this kind of a scenario presents these really unique risks just simply because of the timing. You know, I mean, a lot of these people who saved the victim's life were skiing, whether in East Waterfall Canyon or another part of the mountains right above Ophir, but they were doing really similar things, you know, maybe not skiing as steep of a slope one with as tricky of a place to get back out of if needed or something. You know, maybe the access was a little different, but I think everyone who was out there helping to save this guy's life could absolutely understand every facet of this rescue and this whole scenario.
You were telling me how other people were planning on riding that same run on the same day and that this could have happened to anyone. Is there some inherent risk in doing anything in the backcountry right now?
I think you have to look at this as, yeah, this could happen anywhere in Colorado. Let's say, you know, the messaging is don't go backcountry skiing, go fly fishing. Well, someone hikes down kind of a rocky ravine and gets into this really sweet little fishing hole and then twists an ankle coming out because you're walking along like really uneven scree or something, and suddenly you are in need of a major, really complicated rescue in the same way. And so we're in winter. We're in the prime time to go skiing right now, especially backcountry skiing. And the snow's really good, and there's a healthy snowpack in a lot of places. And so there's certainly been pushback against backcountry skiing that I don't think there's been against other outdoor sports right now. But the point remains, if you're going into the backcountry to do a lot of stuff right now, all it takes is a quick little unexpected mishap because no one expects it to happen. And suddenly, you know, you could be exhausting resources in the same kinds of ways as someone who gets caught in an avalanche at 11,000 feet.
That was Outside Magazine correspondent Devin O'Neill discussing his article about a recent backcountry rescue during the COVID-19 pandemic. Local health and ski industry officials have urged caution for backcountry skiers so as to avoid putting extra stress on first responders and hospitals during the health crisis.